And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goopa Goopa!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Well, you know, I had a word of the week, I've lost it.
Right.
I did plan to have a very interesting second half of the show this week, but I didn't get around to it.
Okay.
I've been in a pissy mood, you know, from what I said last week. All week I've been in a pissy mood, all week. Loads of things have happened. I'll maybe tell you about them, I maybe won't. In the meantime, here's Coxbarrow. That was Coxbarrow and AU, which is just the letters AU. AU. From an album called Two Monkeys, which originally came out several years ago, but was remixed, repackaged, resorted out 2009. So it's called Two Monkeys 2009, the name of the album. A decent album. And it's got the classic Bats Out on it that we played on the show as well. So just thought I'd do a bit of Cock Sparrow revisiting, because I went to see Beach Boys the other night and there were a lot of oi skinheads there. So I had a chat with quite a few, one of which used to be the drummer in Cronjen. And I thought they'd only ever had one, but he reckoned he was their drummer before someone else. So more of that later on in the show. What I want is, no, is Tony, what is Cock Sparrow's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Cock Sparrow.
No. MySpace.com/Cock Sparrow Punk. Paulie being Internet One, Tony Neil. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds, Tony. More Cock Sparrow in the future, because I've got a few albums of theirs now and I'll rate them. Right, so all's quiet on the Western Front, isn't it really, Tony?
Very much so.
When it gets to around that stupid thing that once again only one country in the world celebrate, when is America going to realise? I know I bang on about this a lot, but like the World Series is between, you know, two American baseball teams. They have all this biggest thing in the world, and then they have this and they have that. And I know that we're the only country in the world that celebrates Bonfire Night.
Yeah.
But the way they go on about Thanksgiving is they do think the rest, that everyone in the world celebrates Thanksgiving, and they don't understand that the rest of us just get on with it as normal. But it does mean that, obviously, and thank you to all of our American listeners who have been in touch with us in the past and do send us stuff in, because we do really appreciate it. But it does mean that for the week that Thanksgiving falls in, none of you send us anything at all, because none of you are at a computer. You're all giving thanks somewhere.
Yeah. Or listen to us on Roach Radio, of course.
Or, of course, they were listening to us all day on Roach Radio as part of their Thanksgiving celebrations. So, of course, thank you all. I love you, America. I love you. Right, so it means, basically, I've got very little to say here. I've got one MySpace comment from Canada.
Right.
And one Facebook comment from Tom Baldy. Where's he from?
He's in the US, isn't he? I think he is.
He must have been the only one who had his computer turned on. Right, so anyway, myspace.com/punkyradio. Please do leave a comment for us. We do read them out. We like to read them out. And you tend to be quirkier on MySpace than on other things. Don't forget MySpace, everybody. It's what brought us to you in the first place, pretty much. Don't forget that.
That is true.
So anyway, my one MySpace comment this week is from Alana Nardin, Dear Paul and Tony, I hate your stinking guts. You make me vomit. You are the scum between my toes. Love, Alfalfa. I mean, Alana Nala Nala. I really should keep movie quotes out of everyday life. I'm about 10 shows behind, but I promise I will catch up eventually. Love as always, Alana Nala 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 Nala. And of course, it's lovely to hear from you, Alana Nala Nala Nala. And I'm glad you're only 10 shows behind, because it means that by the time you hear this, we'll have done another 10. We also have a Facebook Punky page. It's groups.to/punky. And you are encouraged to leave comments in there. If you're on Facebook anyway, it's like the thing, if you're on MySpace anyway, nip onto our page and leave us some rubbish. If you're on Facebook anyway, visit the group and say hi. You know, just leave us a load of bollocks. There's nothing I like more than a load of bollocks.
Really?
Well, you like tomatoes.
I do.
I like a load of bollocks. So anyway, my only bit of load of bollocks this week comes from Tom Baldy. And I might have read this out before, I don't think about it. Punky is the shit. Even after my months of absence, my man crush for Tony and Paul is still strong.
No.
We haven't read that out before, have we?
No, I don't think so. Because I want to mention me getting first billing again.
Ha. Oh, Tony and Paul.
Happy days.
So anyway, that's that. We've had another iTunes review on UK iTunes. Thank you so much for your reviews on UK iTunes. We do need more though, please do get in touch. Also, here's something for dedication, although Roy Castle, when he was dying, needed medication. What one group of podcasters did, the name of their show I can't remember, but I was talking to a stand-up comic about it on the Isle of Wight the other night, more of that later in the show, and she said that they were so keen to publicise their show check this out, Tony. That they went to Luxembourg. They promoted themselves in Luxembourg so that their podcast got really big in Luxembourg. And Luxembourg iTunes then featured them. Being featured there, it pushed it onto other iTunes in the world, and they've ended up with 20,000 downloads a week.
Nice!
So next year, Tony, we're going to Luxembourg.
Fair enough.
Sounds like a good idea to me. What an excellent idea. Go to some really, really... I don't mean good people in Luxembourg, pissy little country, but you know what I mean. Go somewhere where there aren't many people, persuade them you've got a great product, let them do the advertising for you and see what happens. What an excellent idea.
Sounds good to me.
It does, doesn't it? So do you fancy a weekend in Luxembourg, actually? There's a gig in Luxembourg, I'll try and get it. So anyway, as I say, I did have a word of the week. I can't remember it. Oh, I've just banged my teeth on the mic. So instead I'm going to get on with song two. Is that all right with you, Tony?
That's fine.
So yeah, this is from Baby Woodrose, from their latest album, which is called Baby Woodrose. Now, I've played Baby Woodrose sporadically on the show, but I do like playing them when I pick out a track that I think will go, and this week's one will I think. This is the first track off the album, in fact, and it's called Fortune Teller. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Baby Woodrose's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/BabyWoodrose.
It is. It's Tony One, Point of View, the Internet One, and this is Fortune Teller.
Kisses felt like torture, but she
right, there's Baby Woodrow's tone. That's a little bit of a 60s garage psych brought up to date for the end of the noughties. Thing is, the noughties have been an excuse to be quite naughty, haven't they?
Yeah.
And I wonder what's going to happen in the tens.
The tens. Doesn't sound quite the same, does it?
Because when the noughties first happened, I thought, you can't call it that, that sounds rubbish. But by about 2003, I was used to calling it the noughties and thought the noughties had been quite good, because I bet it's never, no one's ever called it the noughties before, have they? I mean, it's like, realistically, Tony, we're never going to go through another decade of naughty.
Well, yeah. Unless I get to be 130. That's what yes. happened.
Well, I'll be lucky to make it to Christmas. so, quite frankly. So, yeah, it seems a bit of a shame to lose the noughties.
Yeah.
So, how about this for an idea? Out there, you listeners in Punky Radio Land, if you've got any idea of something we can call the tens that's going to sound better than the tens, why not email paulieb at punkyradio.com with your ideas, and I'll read about on next week's show if we get any. Now, I have also Baby Woodrow's are from Denmark. That makes them officially in Scandinavia. Someone else in Scandinavia by the name of Eric Arlov, who claims to be a male nurse, but we all know they don't exist. But Eric, some months ago now, entered a competition for a chance to win the Alien Zoo CD, you might remember, Tony.
Yep.
And I promised him he'd get it before Christmas. And I finally posted it today.
Hey!
20-minute queue in the post office. Don't go to the post office on a Monday. It's a nightmare. I think because it's getting close to being the last day to send them to Australia. But there were certainly a lot of people with shoeboxes full of shit. So that would sound about right.
Right, okay.
If I had a shoebox of shit, there's only one place I'd want to send it. Australia. So, oh, not another fucking box of shit, mate. Must be fucking Christmas.
We haven't heard from the Lord Baylock in ages. Thinking about
that means he's inside, doesn't it?
Good point. Yeah.
I thought that was obvious. For those of you who are maybe good more point. Recent listeners to the show, there is the wonderful character Lord Raylock, who is a repeat offender in Australia. And basically, we don't hear from him for months at a time, and then when he gets let out of Nick, he's straight in touch. So I can only assume that the poor bloke, there's a wonder what manifestation of illegality he's managed to come up with this time and get caught doing. That's the other thing. I don't think he can't, he's just not a very successful criminal, is he? Or someone's picking on him. He's one of the two. Anyway, I love the bloke, and he wants to marry, stroke, kill you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So you're quite glad when he's banged up.
Pretty much. But he's not going to be out of the country.
Because he's a nice bloke. Do you remember? He won that competition, didn't he?
Yeah.
Sent a load of fucking shit to Australia. Wanker. Right, so anyway, have you got some podcast alley then?
I do.
God, I'm just banging my head with the microphone.
Yeah. Thank you all for your votes. We're recording this 30th, so by the time you listen to it, you should be well into December by then, because it's December the 1st. So do vote for us. As soon as you can. I am actually out of comments now, so please get your votes in.
Lord!
Thick and fast.
I shall vote as soon as I can.
Yeah, me too. To vote for us, go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address, and a subject in a comment, if you so wish, because we'll read them out. Do get them in. Pile them in as many as you can. Because I imagine we'll need quite a few to get through the Christmas period, because you all tend to stop listening for a bit. So please do get your votes in.
Tony, they don't stop listening, they just stop doing anything else about it.
Good point. Yeah. There is that. So we have the top three. We have all the three, actually. Firstly, Punky Podcast from Here Dean Here. And that's it, but thank you for voting.
Yes, thank you. Maybe try a bit harder next time.
Yeah. Keep it up, lads. I know Paul will. P.S. Well done, Tony, for reading out that place name, but I think you cheated by practicing. From Insane Star.
Of course he cheated, Insane Star. How could you think of anything else?
No, it's cheating. It's more a rehearsal. Dry run.
It's cheating, Tony. The whole point of little comments like that is obviously to make you look like a dickhead.
Good point.
And you stop people having their fun by cheating. And being prepared. I would happily nominate you for twatness on that basis, but I I'm so impressed because you do read them out beautifully when you've learned them.
Yeah, it's the other ones I can't get around. Yeah. Small words. Well, thanks,
like
Insane Star.
The Insane Star. I came out with yet another out of order joke today, Tony. But okay. I didn't wake up this afternoon. I was helping Mr. Felix move from one shop to another shop. And while I was in the car waiting for him to come back, I thought a joke. I thought, I wonder if that's funny or not. I got slapped in the face the other day, Tony.
Oh, really?
By a 19-year-old girl.
Wow.
It turns out saying to you, "I only fancy you because I don't have any children of my own," is wrong.
But funny.
That is quite funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is quite funny. But the only problem is that every time I look in the mirror, I think it's more believable that a character such as myself would say that and mean it. So I am having to be a little bit careful. I was like, looking as I do, like a young Joseph Fritzl. Right, now, I've so...
One last comment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Love you, Punky. Since my wife left me, Punky is one of my only sources of sexual gratification and now counts towards one of my five a day. Regards, Mart, the patron saint. Thank you very much, Mart.
Well, on the one hand, Mart, I'm very sorry to hear that. On the other hand, there's probably spunk on it. Right, so...
Nice.
No rehearsal for that, Tone. I'll tell you what, Mark, the patron saint, my friend, you're going to love this next song. I'm actually going to dedicate this song to you. It couldn't have been better placed, but this has happened when it has at the end of the podcast, darling. Because I haven't played as much Demented I'll Go as I'd like to. I also don't know why I decided to pretend like I was a cat trying to be sick then. But this is from their first album, In Sickness and in Health. It's a terrific song. I don't think we've ever played it before. But I'm going to give you the line now that made me love this song like no other. People think he's crazy. Mother thinks he's queer. But nobody fucks around with the rubber buccaneer. Yeah. Right, that was the Metal I'll go, Tony. And I'll be seeing them on December the 23rd in TJ's in Newport, just into Wales. If you're around, go. It's going to be brilliant. And a few people that were at the cycling meeting in June are allegedly going, but I know I can't trust anybody who puts down on a Facebook group they're actually going to attend. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Demented Odd Go's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Demented Odd Go official.
Bloody good idea. MySpace.com/ official Demented Odd Go. Very, very close, because there are a number of different Demented Odd Go sites, but that is the proper one. MySpace.com/ official Demented Odd Go. Probably be the internet 2, Tony 1. Did I mention in the last section that it was the Rich Morton sound underneath us?
Don't think so.
You've done a great job on the beds. You kept it going. We're now into the cemetery surfers. It's right underneath us right now, Tone. And I would like to ask you the question now. Do you have a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations. I still need more, especially to get me through this cold, wintry, Christmassy period. So if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination. I've even done a little shout out on Facebook to try and get some of you a little reminder to email me. And thanks to Eric for
sending out on Facebook. Be careful what you send out on Facebook, then.
This is true.
It can come back to bite you.
But I've got another one here from Richard, who's emailed me his top 4 twats. I'm on number 3. Thank you very much, Richard, for this. It's kept me going.
Ba 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 ba. In a number 3.
Fucking bus drivers. I hate them all at the best of times.
I don't recommend it.
Okay, so that's an over-exaggeration, but after my little run-in with shit features at football, I got changed, handed in my EMA, Education Maintenance Allowance, aka beer money, forms, and ran for the bus. There's 3 buses that go back to Aylesbury, all of which were waiting to leave the coach park upon my arrival. I ran over to the last one, which was also the last in the queue to leave the park. My mate was standing next to the driver asking her to open the door. I say her, but we has an odd audience here at Punky, do we not? And I'd not like to offend members of the lesbian community. Needless to say that the term diesel dyke just doesn't cut it. For me and I...
But he's right though, Tom. A lot of lesbians do listen to this show.
We love them. For me, and I was banging on the window. The next bus comes at 4, an hour later, and the fat slut wouldn't open the door. She left me there screaming filth and abuse at a bus that was rapidly moving away, making me late for work at the chippy. Needless to say that the next time I see her, I'll give her a few ideas as to where she can stick her sovereign covered hand. But until then, I'd like to nominate the big fat whore of a bus driver with her prison tattoos, stumpy repulsive body, and stumbled chin as a twat. Okay.
That would seem fair enough.
Very venomous.
Okay. I've had a few run-ins with bus drivers, although I do have to say, far and away the best bus driver I came into contact with during my 15-month driving ban was a lady bus driver, who was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, okay.
But she wasn't this one, fucker. Let's go.
So, the great big fat horror bus driver with prison tattoos, stumpy repulsive body and stumbled chin from Aylesbury is a twat. Thank you very much. Richard Sharp, thank you.
Thank you very much, Sharpie. Absolutely justified. Right, get on with the next one then, shall we?
Yeah.
El Destructo. Oh, I'm going to tell you about him.
Okay.
I'm going to do it that way, man. El Destructo hail from Philadelphia, and they came through to us via a thing called Cyber PR, Ariel's Cyber PR, which I believe anyone could sign up for. I can't remember how we ended up with them in the first place. I think they might have found us. But they do, they send you news on, in inverted commas, PodSafe artists every week. And the thing is, because they deal with all genres of music, more often than not, I just discard it because it's some cack that Graham would play or something. So, but this week's one I did like. El Destructo, Tony. What I want to know is, what is El Destructo's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/El Destructo.
No.
Oh.
If you do go to myspace.com/eldestructo, which is the information they give you on the cyber PR site, but this is where my fucking research comes in because I do the work, you go to an old man who's called himself Eldestructo, looks like an absolute maddo, and has only signed in, has only got two friends, and hasn't signed in since 2006. However, further research revealed that their MySpace page was in fact myspace.com/eldestructo666.
Nice.
Paulie Bean, isn't it 3, Tony 1, this is Dirty. Dirty little secrets that'll never settle down. Poor make you come when I'm not around. Half cold eating in the way that I'm going. Turn your tip, that's a bad YouTube. Lives you've been given, but wait to live for that. Do I live on you? Hope you like what you've been given, cause that's what I'm sending back. One way mirror with an amplifier, so stop saying what I'm giving you. Dirty little secrets that never settle down. One way mirror with an amplifier, so stop saying giving you. Dirty little secrets that never settle down. Destructo, Tony, you may hear more from them in the future. I am going to be in touch with them to say, do you want to send a CD? Because that is one of the options you get when you sign up or whatever you sign up to, cyber aerial cyber PR. What a wonderful service. Now, I did promise last week. I said I'd try and have a new bed for this section.
Yeah.
But I haven't.
Ah.
I haven't got around to it. I've been busy, stroke, lazy. Once again, I have to ask you, Tony, because even though I am familiar with the basic workings of GoDaddy, I do like more information. So I was wondering whether to the tune of Chromosoma 3, possibly with chuckles, you could tell me all about them.
Okay.
Talk to me, Harry Winston. Tell me all about it.
Well, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. GoDaddy makes it easy to build your site with their website builders.
Website builders, can they fix it? Website builders, of course they can, and very reasonably priced, as you will now discover.
It's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site, which you can secure with an industry standard SSL certificate.
And what are they?
They're SLs.
Oh.
And they'll protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
But the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7?
You can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY8. That's...
PUNKY8?
Which will give you 20% of orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
No idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Has it got anything to do with that exchange rate, baby?
Yay!
Cool. Yeah, nice.
Also, there is Punky 9. That's...
Punky 9.
Which will give you...
Good Lord, what was that?
That was a bit nasally. Hurt myself a bit. That will give you 30% of all...
It sounded, Tony, that sounded like you... That you'd trodden on a smurf.
There is an additional code, which is PUNKY25. That's...
PUNKY25.
And it will give you 25% off orders of £65 or more. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
I fucking will.
Good.
So, and now that's over, this... So, Tony, did you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was No Direction, but Hang On You from their album, No Direction. This is available on Nicotine Records. What I want to know, Tony, is what is No Direction's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/NoDirection.
No, MySpace.com/NoDirectionHQ. That makes it, I believe, probably be an internet for Tony Watt. He wasn't expecting this, my friend. He wasn't expecting this at all. After recent weeks when I've had to fix it. Now, we have played another track off his album. It came through a while ago, but I can't remember which one.
Right, okay.
But that was called Hang On You, anyway. And I will play another track of it again in the future. That is No Nonsense Modern. I believe they're European. Rock and roll. It's quite a European show this week, isn't it? El Destructo from Philadelphia, but other than that, so far, Coxbauer, British. Baby Woodrow's Danish. English. Baby Woodrow's Danish, to make it on the go. Welsh, El Destructo, American. No Direction from somewhere in Europe. I can't remember where. Anyway, it just keeps getting better. Don't worry about it. So now, what I want to do, you know, I know you've got something to say in this bit, Tony, but I just want to have another word with you for those of you who are obviously as interested in this news as I am. What's been happening with the FA of Ireland?
Okay.
Of course, everyone's still as interested in me. This is all about the Thierry Henry and ball, right?
Yeah.
Or as a certain friend of mine in North London calls him, that Terry Henry. Right. So this week's FA of Ireland's opportunity to make themselves look like absolute dickheads has been wonderful. This time round, Sepp Blatter revealed at a press conference but this afternoon that the FA of Ireland sent him another letter begging to be in the World Cup again, saying, we know there's 32 teams in it, could you maybe make it 33 teams so we can be in it?
Really?
And Sepp Blatter came out of this press conference and he said, the FA of Ireland have humbly approached me and said, in light of the fact that he's all, oh, the fair play, we're not doing the fair play. It's all unfair these days, it's all unfair. Oh, the fair play. Right? On that basis, that was Sepp Blatter's impression, not
mine. Nice.
On that, which is quite good for a Swiss
guy.
Yeah,
of course, yeah.
On the basis that there's absolutely no chance of that ever, I was surprised that not only did he read it out, He said, there's this big press conference there. He said, oh, the FA of Ireland have asked me. He said, they have humbly asked me if this year's 32-team World Cup could be made 33 teams so they could be in it. Pissed himself laughing, as did everyone in the press conference. Right. I mean, if the FA of Ireland were pissed off before, they're going to be well pissed off now, because they've made themselves a laughing stock. I mean, if he can't keep a straight face about it, I mean, it's fair enough, let it go, lads, you fucking lost. He made a good point. He said, the thing is, if I was to let the Irish go to the World Cup, thus making it a 33-team tournament, I'd have to make it a 34-team tournament, because Costa Rica have been arguing that one of the goals scored against them in their own playoff in the CONCACAF region was offside. He said, so no, don't be silly. The referee's decision is final. Grow up and fuck off.
He said that? Wow.
Yeah, I don't believe he said the grow up and fuck off bit. I might be paraphrasing.
Oh, okay.
What was particularly funny for me, though, was that straight after I heard that news, I also heard that Bono's got involved. Now, isn't that bloke
fucking hell
in enough things already? He's not content to save all the trees. He's now got to try and get Ireland to the World Cup. And he's going, oh, I think it's terribly unfair. On New Year's Day. And I'll make myself laugh there. he said, well, I think the important thing would be video match team technology type thing on the line with order. TVs in the boxes and that sort of thing and that, you know. So he's on about that now, and everyone's going, oh, fuck off, Bono. I mean, it's just like, if there's something, I mean, oh no, by all means, Bono, get in touch with people and let them know, spread the awareness of some of the bad things going on in the world, but bear in mind, much the same way that I feel Punky Radio as a mouthpiece of the world is here to say to America, look, you're the only people that celebrate Thanksgiving, get over it. In the same way, I feel as Punky Radio as a mouthpiece of the world, I have to say to Bono and the FA of Ireland, look, you're turning out to be really fucking bad losers, mate. Just let it fucking go. Now then, something I don't want to let go is a wonderful feature, Tony, that I believe is called Tony's International Gig Guide. On New Year's Day. And have you got one?
I have. Got a couple this week. Firstly, as the usual from Russ. Thanks, Russ, for this. Who says,
this one is in fact
Tony's International Russ Guide.
Oh, hello, hello.
And he says, as the silly season is rapidly approaching, I thought it was about time the world of Russ got back into action.
Indeed.
Kicking off this Friday, 4th of December, Lutonian filthmongers Giant Haystacks are back at the Black Horse Pub, again in Hastings Street, London. Luton. This time with original punk 16 Guns and instrumentalists The Knockouts. Real music, free admission, and good beer, 8 p.m. onwards. More information, myspace.com/GiantHaystacksLuton.
But beware of Old Rosie.
Ah.
It's on tap in that pub. It's been my downfall. I've still got a lump on my knee.
Is that cider?
Sorry?
Is it cider or beer?
Old Rosie cider, 7.3% on tap. Very, very dangerous. Giant Haystacks, great band live.
Ah, cool.
Excellent. Featuring the wonderful Ricky Braun. I was going to play a track by the Space Cadets this week, who obviously Ricky Braun was the drummer in, but I couldn't find the CD.
Oh no.
Which is why we were so lucky to get Demented Argo's Rubber Buccaneer instead. So it's all worked out.
Cool.
But yeah, if you're not doing anything on Friday, do get down to there. It's a good place to watch a band because the bar and the stage are very close to each other.
Nice.
My kind of venue.
And I've got another gig. It's actually one of mine. The day.
Oh, so it must be time for Tony's
International Tony Guide.
Yeah. Oh, if you walk away, I will follow.
Nice. Yeah, this Thursday, Alcohol has done a gig in a long time. Are playing Old Nick's Tavern in Horncastle.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, at a fair distance. It's close to Skeg.
Oh, you'll cope.
Yeah.
Fair distance. I went to Plymouth and back last week, you fuckwit.
Yeah.
Sorry I called you fuckwit.
Oh, gosh. We're doing 2 45-minute sets. We were going to do it with Ryan Pink, but we couldn't do Ryan Pink gig, so we're doing 2 45-minute alcohol sets.
Twice the alcohol?
Yeah. And that's quite a small little place, very close to the bar. You play right next to the bar, so...
Excellent.
Should be good. It's free entry. So, any chance anyone's near Horncastle, pop in.
And when's that? Saturday?
It's Thursday. Thursday evening.
Thursday evening. So, Thursday Horncastle, Friday Luton. That's what we're promoting this week. That's the thing about Gig Guide, Tony. It's alright, it's alright. It does move in mysterious ways. Oh, let us go to the World Cup. Fuck off.
Nice. Poor you.
So is that it then?
That's it, yeah.
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ah.
That's left the building. Right, so time then for the next track, I reckon.
Okay.
Yeah, Sweatmaster. So
nice.
Love Sweatmaster. This is their latest album, as far as I know. I mean, this came out, God, nearly 3 years ago. This is called Animal. I should find out what's happened to them, really. I'll be in touch with them as a direct result of this show. That's the wonder of Punky, bringing fans and bands and the bloke who makes the show across the land, both together. Yeah, and this one, again, I don't think we've played this song before. This is a great album. It's got Down to Size, which I can't listen to because Tony, here's a Kitten Blood admission. Kitten Blood. It makes me cry.
Oh.
And that's the opening track, but there's reasons for that. It also has I Have Your Eyes, which makes me cry. It's also got Calling Satan, Let Me In, which doesn't make me cry. Just fucking love it. And I don't want a load of emails going, oh, you cry at records, you big kid. It's all wrapped up in the breakup of me and the missus, all right, so fucking leave it. But it's serious, isn't it?
Yeah.
sometimes, you know, the public facade is torn away, and the tears behind the smiles.
The laughter stops.
The laughter stops and the crying begins. That could be my life. Like, the story of my life, the laughter stops and then the crying began. Zoo Station. Basically, we're going to play it now. This is a song called Do What You Do To Me, Tony. And what I want to know is, what is Sweatmaster's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sweatmaster.
Pretty sure it is.
Yeah, it
is. Tony 2, Paulie B the Internet 4, and this is the very, very brilliant Do What You Do To Me. Tony, what I didn't say to you in that last bit was that was the Planet Smashers playing underneath us. Thank you for doing such a great job on the beds this week. You're now listening to the Chop Tops. I'm always happy when I'm hearing Chop Tops. And that was Sweatmaster and Do What You Do To Me. Buy anything of theirs you can get hold of. I've never heard anything bad by them. Nothing they've released has not been worth buying. That is high praise indeed, but it's justified. Truly brilliant band from, of course, Finland. Which means that this is a real European, North European show this week, which I'm very happy with. Right, now then, so last week, Tone, I went to King's Lynn last Thursday, right? Mm-hmm. There and back. Got stuck in my first stuck behind an accident since I've been driving again. But the old Edwards car compass, it's like the old sat-nav in my head, the TomTom, the Paulie B TomTom that I've got going on.
Yeah.
I realised I wasn't going to get past this accident on the A10, Tony. So I turned round. And without the need for maps or atlases or any knowledge for the such like, I just made a left, recognised the territory, kept hold of where I was going, and before long, I was back on the right road, several miles further on, leaving the accident behind me and reaching my gig on time.
Nice.
It was very nice. Gig itself was very good. Thanks to everyone who came along to the show at the Corn Exchange in Kingsley. And thanks to everyone who bought CDs. I sold quite a few. It was an excellent gig. I had a really, really good laugh. Then on Friday, Tone, I went to the Isle of Wight. And nice. I drove down to South Africa. That would have been a long trip.
Yeah.
I drove down to Southampton, where I met up with Paddy Lennox and Holly Walsh, two other acts on. And we got the ferry over to Newport. Well, we got the ferry over to East Cowes. and then drove from East Cowes to Newport, where the gig was. And once again, I effectively drove to the gig, didn't have anything to drink, got in the car and came home stone cold sober. Never mind about that, it was a terrific gig, it was great fun. I had a lamb shank, but that's none of your business, in a pub round the corner. And then when we got the ferry back, we got the 11:30 ferry back, and we pulled up, the car pulled up to get on the ferry, and this car pulled up alongside us. And we kind of looked around, or one of the people in the car looked around and went, "Is that Meatloaf in that car?" And I looked around and went, "No, it might be Meatloaf. It does look like Meatloaf." "No, it can't be Meatloaf." And as I looked at it, it dawned on me it wasn't, and said, "No, it's Freddie Starr."
No.
And Freddie Starr was in the car next to ours. The two comics I was with haven't been going that long. They're a bit more impressed with showbiz than I am. I'm a dirty, knackered old wanker. Right. And anyway, they went, "Oh, I'd love to meet Freddie Starr." I said, "Well, look, there's hardly anyone getting on this boat. It's 11:30 at night. He'll be sat near us. We'll just go and have a word with him." And he went, "Oh, we don't know about that." Anyway, we got on the boat, and he did sit fairly close. He was on the phone to his agent for a while, and when he got off the phone, I walked over to him and said, "Excuse me, we're all stand-up comics as well. We've been doing a show in the Isle of Wight. Would you mind if we just kind of said hi?" He went, no, absolutely fine. And he walked over to us, sat with us for 20 minutes. And we had our photograph taken with him, like fans. But none of us dared say to him, "Actually, we thought you were Meatloaf." Because he's scary in real life. He's scary. He's not that tall. He's a pit bull of a man. And he is scary. He's got scary eyes. He looks like he could kill you, basically.
Is he quite chunky now, then?
Yes. Wow. But it looks fairly solid.
Right. Okay.
It's one of those, he has filled out, but there's not a lot of excess on him. There's not a lot of excess baggage. It's mostly muscle and danger. A
lot of protein in hamsters.
I think it's protein. I don't know about enhancers, Tony. I think he may just have had a lot of protein.
No, in hamsters.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said protein
enhancers. Yeah. No, in hamsters.
There's a lot of protein in hamsters, so you are still going with the myth that the man ate a hamster, are you?
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's a shame you weren't there with us, Tony, because I would have said, "Oh, actually, Freddie, Tony's got a question for you."
Maybe not, eh?
But I wasn't prepared to say you look like Meatloaf. I certainly wasn't going to chance me. I was saying, did you eat hamster? Without those rubbers. He also looks a bit like Roddy McDowell.
Oh, okay.
The three of them, Roddy McDowell, Meatloaf, and Freddie Starr, interchangeable. Never seen the three of them in the same room. What a bill that would be. I'd like that gig. Anyway, after that, drove home. Everything's fine. Well done. Thanks for that. So that's all I've got to say in this bit. You got anything else going on?
No, just the gig on Thursday. That's all we're doing this week, I think.
In Horny Castles.
In Horny Castles, yeah.
Well, I was supposed to do a gig in Horn Castle last year. Last summer. So not the summer gone, the summer before. But I'd just been banned from driving, so I had to get a lift there, and it coincided with one on Anglesey that they wanted me to go to as well. But then because of the driving ban, I said I could only do one of them, plump for Anglesey, which was the night one, which I thought would be harder for the people to replace than the afternoon one in Horncastle. Then the Anglesey one got cancelled. I ended up missing out on both gigs for being a nice bloke.
Crap.
Most of the time I'm just an arsehole, but on that occasion I was a nice bloke and it cost me. So this week's punky moral is don't bother being nice, it gets you nowhere. Certainly didn't get me to Horncastle. Right, yeah, so we're going to the other thing I'll say is well done to Nottingham Forest, who beat Doncaster Rovers 4-1 at home on Saturday. It was our biggest win under Billy Davis. It was a terrific result, lifted us into the playoffs. We are now fourth in the table, Tony. Come on.
About 10 undefeated now, 10 in a row.
Yep. And it was nice to get back to winning ways. We won 5, we drew 4, 1-1, and then we won this one 4-1. We've got Leicester on Saturday at home, and it's a real six-pointer. If we win that game, we're looking good for the playoffs, I would say. It'll be a big boost, because Leicester are a point or two above us. If we lose that game, then we're back in the mire, basically. So there's a lot of it. And, as I'll be telling you about in the next bit, I might go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
But right now, it's time for the next song, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Frenzy. Hey, what now, Tony? If you were going to have a rum, right, a dark rum,
yeah,
what would you mix it with?
Coke.
So would Frenzy. That was Frenzy and Rum and Coke from their excellent album, Nitro Boy, Nitro Boy. Hello, hello. That is an excellent album. I had a mental breakdown during that. I should call it the Fantastic Nitro Boy. I am hoping one day, Tony, to remember to send you that Frenzy interview, see if you can do anything with it.
Oh, yeah.
The one that I completely fucked up the recording of. But anyway, do check out Frenzy. They've got quite a lot of stuff on their MySpace page that you might be interested in. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Frenzy's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Frenzy Band.
No, MySpace.com/Frenzy Rock. Unlucky. Probably being the Internet 5, Tony 2. I actually merit the victory for once. You're listening to the Dead 60s underneath at the moment. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds, Tone.
Okay.
So, Sunday night was Dolly Remixture.
Hmm.
It was another great show, although I was a bit rubbish at the start because I was in a bad mood.
Okay.
Because there weren't as many people there as I was expecting. That's not to say there weren't many people there. There were loads. But there were a lot of people that I know. I think that's the thing. There are people that I know, people I'm friends with, people I was looking forward to seeing there, who just for one reason or another didn't show up. I mean, it was raining, but it's not like it's a big place, Hitchin. It's not like you have to walk 5 miles through a torrent to get there. You know, there are such things as taxis. So I was just a bit sort of pissed off with a lot of the people that I know weren't there. But it was a really, really good show. And thank you to Kiki Kaboom and Ginger Blush and James Redmond and Ian Souch, and particularly the Trailer Trash Orchestra, who were absolutely brilliant coming along and helping us all out. Such a great time. Next show is on December 27th. After the show, I got back, still in a bad mood, and sent a Facebook message out to everyone. I'm not sure if it was everyone in the group or everyone who said they might be attending. I think it was everyone who said they might be attending the event, and it was fairly pissy. And I did get one or two replies back with of a choice nature. So I have spent a certain amount of today apologising on behalf of me. If you did get one of those messages and you weren't very happy about it, sorry. But if you weren't there, I would suspect that your anger is actually misplaced guilt, because you know you should have been so balls to.
Well, I got it.
I realise that's not much of an apology.
I got it, and I wasn't on the maybe attending, so it must have gone to the group.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right then. Or unless you were in the not attending and it just went to absolutely everyone.
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
Ah, well. It should go
I hadn't
anyway.
Thought of that. All right. Well, anyway. That's me fucked. Fortunately, as far as I know, no one from the Coventry area was on that list. Which is good, because this week I'm doing gigs in Coventry, Tony.
Oh, cool.
Friday and Saturday night, I'm doing what's called the Comedy Showcase. I believe it's in a cinema. I haven't got the name of the place. It might be Showcase Cinema. But I have got the address, which is... Where are we here? Well, I'll say the address. Gill Goodway, Hinckley Cross Point, Coventry, CV2 2SZ. Yeah, and it's a good bill, actually. Sean Percival's the MC, Jason John White at opening, Kevin Bridge in the middle. I am your headline act, par excellence.
Nice.
Yeah, it is. It says Showcase. You must be Showcase Cinema. You're a bit of a big deal. I'm quite glad I'm on last, really, because, you know, films get better at the end, don't they?
Yeah,
but, so,
true.
I should be the good bit, really. I might go really early and maybe watch a film. Afterwards, I'm thinking of heading my way up to Mansfield, where I'm planning to be on Sunday to see my little mate Tony. All right, so maybe we'll have a night out Sunday night, Tony, in Mansfield. Would that be nice?
That would be cool. Just need to find something on.
No, we don't. We can just go out and have fun, can't we?
This is true. We can do that.
You don't have to go to an event. I realise that I'm making decisions for you. You're in charge of showing me a good time. Really? Maybe you can stay in. Maybe the lovely Steph. Perhaps take me out and show me a good time.
Do you mean I don't show you a good time with the Kirkby Curry?
Go.
Or the Nag's Head?
Wow. We could go. Yeah, well, yeah, we could. We could paint Kirkby red. Well, yeah, because it's one of your stunning nights out. Yeah, this is what we can do in Kirkby. What? We can go and have a curry, admittedly unbelievably cheap and tasty.
Mm.
And then we can go down the worst pub in the world. which is entertaining, if only for that basis. Should we name and shame it now? The Nag's Head.
Nag's Head.
Nashville, is a twat.
Can I have a pint of that? No, you can't. It's not on.
No, you can't.
Not like that. No.
No. Yeah. Why don't you tell me what you have got? That was so funny, wasn't it? Why don't you tell me what you have got? And then I'll tease. I've got lager. And then I said, oh, have we got... You said, who asked? Have you got any wine?
Or something?
No, what was it about the wine? I know this sounds really middle class, but he said, have you got any rosé wine? She said, no. We've got this pink sparkling wine. Yeah, that's rosé, dear. Oh, it was something like that, wasn't it? I think I also, because I went in there on a number of occasions, as you know. I said, can I have a red wine, please? Would you like it in a glass? Well, how else were you planning to give me it? Well, we do them in these little bottles. Oh, right, you do them in little bottles, but you don't normally drink out of the little bottle. Well, some people drink out of the little bottle. But yeah, they're called winos. But anyway, I do recommend the Nag's Head for a night out, but not for the correct reasons.
No. No, shan't be going there.
There was that drunk woman on her birthday. Do you remember the last time we were there? She came around and talked to us, didn't she?
I can't remember her.
She knew us. I don't know where she knew us from. There was a drunk woman on her birthday in there.
Oh, right, okay.
But I don't know where she knew us from, but she was...
Oh, yeah. I do remember her. Yeah.
But I don't know why. Anyway, look, we're just whittering on like we haven't got a show on it.
This is true. Okay.
Let's get on with the last one, shall we? Hopefully I'll see you all in Coventry or Mansfield over the weekend. I might have got a gig on Thursday. I might be in Worthing on Thursday. I'll have to sort that out. That's another long journey. Oh, well, never mind. So, last track, Tone. Mm-hmm. This is The Concrete Gods from their latest album, Welcome to the Empire Club, which features the song that sounded a bit like Them Other People. Right. Half Day Closing. Who is that like?
Green Day. American Idiot.
We said that at the same time. You have to be quiet now and you can't talk until somebody says your middle name, which we all know is Cynthia. Oh, I've said it now. So, this is from the album Welcome to the Empire Club, an excellent album. They also put gigs on. Make sure you check out their MySpace page. What I want to know is, what is the Concrete Gods MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/Concrete Gods.
You're too good. It is. It's probably the Internet 5, Tony 3. I have one this week, but it was more narrow than perhaps we would have expected at the halfway point. Mm. This is Just Like Churchill.
Over their eyes.
So, Concrete Gods, Just Like Churchill. Thank you all so much for tuning in this week. I will have more information about the Bleach Boys Vibrators Done to Death Rebel City Radio gig that I went to last Saturday, when I do my Bleach Boys Rockumentary, which we've pretty much forgotten to mention this week, but I'll hopefully have it for next week's show. The two things that we want you to do the most this week, if you can, are A, vote for us at Podcast Alley. How do you do that, Tony?
Go to punkyradio.com, click on the link at the top, which is important, and enter your email address and a subject and a comment. Do it now.
And B, review us at iTunes. Totally important. How do you do that, Tony?
On punkyradio.com, on the left, there's an iTunes link. If you hit that, you'll open up our music store page on iTunes, where you can subscribe to the show. Thanks if you've done that. And you can review us, just hit review. You need to be logged in and give us 5 stars. Why wouldn't you? And I read the US and Paul reads the UK. And we'll read them out.
Every once in a while. We also want, as usual, your MySpace comments, your Facebook comments. And I would like to hear some Poetry Corners and Comedy Suburbs again. It's Paulie B at punkyradio.com. But he's Tony as ever. He's lusting, thirsting, gagging for twat.
Gagging.
Make sure you email Tony at punkyradio.com. Type your email is a twat. And do get it right. Is a twat. And it's not twat of the week. It's is a twat. I promise to have some more info and be a bit more on the ball. Oh, I want your word of the week as well. Word of the week to probably be at punkyradio.com. And well done, Eric. You finally got your CD. Next week, we will be beginning our Super CD Hamper Christmas Extravaganza competition, if I remember. I'll run it through the whole of December. There are going to be a lot of CDs, three or four that you will have heard bands on recently, and also a whole bag full that I found the other day that I'll tell you about next week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I pooed.
Bunch of guns.